So today we're going to talk about the new e-commerce social media strategy, why direct selling is a future retail. Great article by Jonathan Kroll, and I just think it's really important for us to start focusing our energy and time on a new methodology, and some of you are already heavily entrenched in it, but many of us are still green and growing, and I'm in that same position as you are, so I really am committed to teaching and learning and getting everybody up and running in a very effective way on social media. So we're going to talk about it from an article, because this article was so cool. I just said it just struck me in a funny way of saying this is kind of talking about this is exactly the future of all retail, as we all see all the time all these shopping malls that are closing down and everything else. And the reality is that people are going to buy online. And Amazon has been a huge factor in the development of that process, but so has the rampant growth of social media. So how can we, you and I and all of us in Manatech, become incredibly, you know, efficient in terms of our social media and through social media obtaining a ton of purchasers? So let's jump in this article. So it talks about kind of basically there are like four major parts of this article. The first one talks about just social media becoming central to the customer shopping experience. And why is that true? Well, number one, you can see the value of social media. I mean, people are up on it almost all the time today. You see people hunkered down with their phones everywhere they go. They're constantly online. They're always looking for what's new. They're chatting. They're interacting with friends, family. You know, most people don't even use the phone anymore. So they just use it for purposes of getting on social media sites. So it's really taking over, and for us, perhaps in the baby boomer arena in that age group versus Gen X, Gen Y, and, you know, what's coming up, millennials, I'm telling you, it just accelerates with percentage of population as the younger, as you go younger and younger in age. So a lot of people are saying that statistic, a recent one that was published in this article, was 36% of consumers now cite social platforms essential to their purchasing decisions. So what does that say about us in Manatech? It means we better get up and running on social media in a very effective way. While social channels have long been viewed as referral channels, and that's what they used to do in the past. They used to use these as references or referrals or, you know, trying to get their name just out there. Today, it's become a primary destination for closing. And therein lies the difference. So for years, we used to put out, you just like to name drop or put, how would you like to have this, and maybe get somebody excited. But today, they're looking at closing sales. People, it's a destination for selling versus just purely opening up people to your brand and getting them to understand who we are, for us at Manatech, who we are, what our breakthrough products are. You know, we used to post little things that would cause people to be inquisitive. Well, today inquisitive isn't enough. Today is inquisitive so I can press a button and I can buy, right? So according to the Business Insider, 500 top retailers earned roughly $6.5 billion from social shopping. That's social media site shopping in 2017. That was a 24% increase over 2016, and the trend is expected to continue. So as of now, we don't have the 2018 numbers, but I'm sure they're going to explode off the charts compared to 2017. This is just following purchasing trends and saying, what are we going to do in Manatech to keep up with these buying trends? So there needs to be new direct selling functionality. And when we say the word direct selling, we're not talking about Manatech. We're talking about how people can directly sell, how we can directly sell on a social media site. So we need to be creating, you know, as a brand, as Manatech, we need to be creating social content that leads to quick social-based purchases. So it has to be more, this is what you're looking for, we got the answer. You know, something really quick, people can read it, they can look at it, and they go, boom, oh yeah, that looks good, and they buy right there. Click on a button, and they have an opportunity to buy. Aviano said 55% of shoppers have made a purchase through social media in the past year, 55%. So that tells you that more than half of our population now is purchasing off of social media. That's gigantic and, again, growing. And again, they're looking at it as a sales platform, not as an information or referral platform. And the leading products out there are lifestyle-type category products. And anytime you're in the nutrition field, you are truly in a lifestyle category. Because think about it from this perspective. If I'm going to build something on my website, my social media pages, what am I going to talk about? I'm going to talk about enhancement of lifestyle, right? What do our products do? Like Impact Plus. Wow, what an incredible product to boost energy and efficiency and you know, help with, you know, all the aspects of our bodily functions that are going to support us being the best we can be athletically and energy-wise. So it's a lifestyle category, and so many of the other products we have are as well. And so kind of driving it in that direction is something we're going to be looking at. And by the way, everybody, we talked earlier about the bots, automated bot system, and we are going to be implementing a training on that kicking off in June. So look for that, and Lydia will be sending some information out probably in the next week to 2 weeks so you can get signed up if you want to participate in that, because we feel that that's absolutely crucial in your process of being able to be a purchasing site for people so that they can grab onto it. You'll answer their questions and they can purchase. So it's not going to be about person-to-person communication. We're going to be using bots, automated bot system, to be able to answer people's questions so they can step into the buy. All right. So, you know, no longer, again, we used to, social media, you know, was kind of a discovery tool in the past. Today it's a buying tool, and we need to shift our knowledge into that direction to keep up with the purchasing habits of the majority of our population. Number two, using social media to drive direct selling. Thanks to buy buttons and other e-commerce features that we now have, you can turn individual pieces of content into actually points of purchase. No longer is it going to be an e-commerce site to buy. You don't have to send them forward. So we have all these new mechanisms that allow people to buy now and all these things that we can put on our social media sites so that we can truly pass them through. And we are, you know, we're at an advantage here because we don't have to send them back to the Manatech website, because that would be a disaster. If you send them back to the Manatech website, you'll lose them. They'll get lost in the shuffle, as many of us get lost in the shuffle as well. So you want to make sure that we're sending them back to, you know, landing pages through Manatech Plus, okay? So that's what you'd be using, where they have an immediate opportunity to purchase right there instead of the website, and they might get lost in the morass of our huge website, Manatech's website. And the example they used in the article was they talked about J. Crew. They did a social campaign because they were coming out with a new pink version of their Jane sunglasses. None of this I know anything about because I'm not I don't buy that stuff. But anyway, this is what they discussed, a pink version of their Jane sunglasses, and they wanted to drum up interest in advance of the release of the product. You know how anytime a new product's coming out, they like to really pump it up out in the public and da-da-da. So they put this social media campaign out there plugging the new, and they offered a limited amount of pre-sale. And like within a couple of days, they were totally sold out of the pre-sale. So they realized this isn't about pre-sale. This is about, you know, people in social media buying right off social media site. Right there, right then. Don't wait till they go to the store or go some other outlet or find another routine. They want to buy it right in that moment. So it was a huge, huge aha moment for J. Crew when they did that. According to ZNet, 48% of marketers say if social media offered direct selling products, in other words, buy there now, they would be more likely to increase their use of social media for marketing. So you're seeing across the board all the highly recognized marketing institutions today are recognizing the critical importance of offering immediate sales on social media sites. And there's tremendous advantages to social-based retail, and it's alive and well, and we need to recognize that. Next, three, leveraging influencers and user-generated content. The original appeal of social content can't be lost. In other words, you want to make sure you follow all the principles of great social content. And where do we find these? Well, there's a great article out there, and I recommend it. It's by Michael Patterson. It says 21 places for finding social media content to fill your schedule. And they go through all sorts of ways you can build terrific social media content. And because creating your own content will always ensure that you have something new to share with your followers. If you keep posting the same thing over and over again, you're going to lose them, right? So you want to make sure your content is fresh and new, and so you need to start looking at different things. And some of these on there is, you know, a company blog, so you could have a place for a company, your own company, not, this isn't a Manatech blog, it's yours. Canva is a web-based design tool that allows you to easily create images that you can share across your social networks. So, of course, you don't have to stick to one social network. You can use multiple ones at the same time. And there's a lot of new things out there. There's a design school blog that has tips and tricks for creating great images. So look at those things. That's Canva. Instagram. You can't build a user base of over 300 million people without having an incredible product, which we have, right? So Instagram is a great thing that allows you to put photographs and really, use those photos to help share on other networks as well. Wistia is a video hosting and analytics platform that makes it easy to upload videos to share across your social networks. So if you haven't used Wistia, you may want to go and learn about it. And there's what we call the Learning Hub, where you can find more information about Wistia. It's how actually Manatech is using Wistia, right? Is that right, Lydia? That's how Manatech is now sharing their videos, is through Wistia. Number five is a PictoChart. PictoChart is a site for creating your own infographics. So another great popular way to deliver data to your followers. Number six is Vine. It's actually owned by Twitter, but you can still share your content from that site to other social networks. You can share screens. Number seven is just text updates. You don't always need to share photos, videos, or links. Sometimes just text updates will yield better engagement with people. So you want to make sure you do that. And they actually had a picture of something that was used by Denny's. It was a download for your free guide, so you can source your content. Pinterest is another one. Many of you are familiar with Pinterest. YouTube's, we know about YouTube, but did you know that 300 hours of video get uploaded to the site every minute? Okay, let me read that again. 300 hours of video get uploaded to YouTube site every minute. So clearly, if you have all of that on YouTube, there clearly is a video somewhere out there relevant to your audience that you can share, right? Feedly, F-E-E-D-L-Y, if you're not familiar with that, allows you to subscribe to some of your favorite blogs and streams and all the new posts into your inbox, so you can find things there that you can share. Another one, you can integrate your Feedly account into social tools like Sprout Social, another one which then makes it easy to share articles that you enjoy. And yet another one is BuzzSumo. I've never even heard of it, so some of these are absolutely new to me. It's a tool that allows you to search for the most socially shared content by topic, so you can go after that as well. Scoop.it is essentially a social network for context or curation, so you can go there. Curata, C-U-R-A-T-A, is another platform. So a lot of these, and I could go, let me give you, I guess there's four more. Inbound.org is an online marketing community of around 65,000 marketers that come from all around the world to share their favorite content. And then you have Reddit. Most of you are very familiar with that one. The front page of the Internet has a massive community of users who are constantly adding content to the site. 16 is Growth Hackers, a community very similar to Inbound.org. Except, the submissions there are all about, like, growth marketing. And then BizSugar, B-I-Z-S-U-G-A-R, and they operate just like Inbound and Growth Hackers, except the main subject is small business news and tips. So lots of these are out there. People, you can run contests. You can monitor social mentions. You can surprise and delight people. You can put up point, find guests. So there's just so many places to find social media content to fill your schedule, but you just need to be aware of these and utilize those. So I suggest going out and printing off that 21 places for finding social media content to fill your schedule. It's so much fun. It's new every day. That's one thing that's true about e-commerce social selling, but it's part of our new, you know, 21st century where we are today. Consumers still possess a natural aversion to advertising. So we know that 90% of the people prefer buying from word of mouth or something they see. Word of mouth is virtually what they call social media, is word of mouth in its own way. So less than 10% are sold through advertising. So just be glad you don't own any advertising agencies these days, right? We're seeing a collapse of that, but they're getting involved. The advertising agencies are all over social media today, so they're finding new ways of making money. But the idea is that you want to have social authenticity. You want to make sure you're authentic. So don't get out there and try to bluster and pull wool over people's eyes and, you know, everybody can read through all of that like so fast today. People are just looking for authenticity all the time. So be honest and open, and that's what people are searching for. Customers prefer to purchase products they discover in an organic way. In other words, they're not being solicited. They find just by happen chance. So e-consultancy is a place you can go to learn more about that. So use influencers and user-generated content. Seek out influencers who have a reputation of trust with their followers. Solicit UGC. What is UGC? User-generated content that aligns with your brand's storytelling goals as a way of building authenticity. So that just means something, maybe testimonials, but make sure when you're using people in your organization or others around Manatech, or you go back in history, you want to make sure all that data is compliant. We see a lot of things. In fact, I just noticed some things that were posted by some Manatech people on some of our social media sites that were in North America Facebook page, I think, that were quite non-compliant. So just always be aware that you want to be careful on testimonials, that you're always compliant. So number four, what's the goal? Efficient spending through social selling, right? The ease advantage of social shopping is a huge advantage for all of us. It's kind of like, how do I expand my impact on people's lives in an incredible way? And social media really gives you that opportunity, and social selling, where you have a place where they can just press a button and buy now, is really crucial because people want to streamline and make their buying process more efficient. You know, that's why we're seeing tumbleweeds in all of these shopping malls today, because people are going to be buying more and more and more on internet. And of course, that was mainly driven by Amazon, and now it's happening across the board. So it's inevitable. It's here to stay. We just keep hearing more and more store chains closing down. It's amazing. It's really, it's really incredible. I don't know what'll be left. Maybe pharmacies. Although I'm sure they're going to start selling drugs online. Oh, they already are. I don't know. I don't know what's going to be left that's retail. I guess you can't pull your car into a social media site and get an oil change, right? So you're going to have certain types of sellers out there, but mostly probably of services. Services are going to remain because it takes human contact and all those, but when you're talking about selling an object or something like that, most of what you see and what we've seen over the last 20 years is going to disappear and become sold on social media sites, social content sites. One of the concepts that was brought up under the goal, efficient spending, is by running them to a site. So if you're, and we already know that at Manatech, we know if you send somebody to the corporate website, they are going to get lost because most of us get lost as well. So the idea is that we want to make it so simple it can't go wrong, and that's how you set them up with landing pages and direct, so they only have one place to go. And you don't want to lose them. You don't want to get them distracted by other things that might be there. And when you have content like Manatech has with numerous products and adding more all the time, you don't want to get them lost and astray in that as well. I mean, once they become associates and or consumers, then you can do an educational process of bringing them along with some of the other products. But until that time, you don't want them to get too lost in the product offering. Purchasing options are built into the social contract, and if they do that, then there's greater efficiency. So, yes, can you have purchasing options when you post social? Absolutely, but again, very limited, because you're going to cause too many. If they get too much information, what happens? They leave. They're not going to buy. Buyers with TMI will depart. So, yeah, but you could give them an option. You could give them a size option. Like if you were marketing glyconutrients, you could say, hey, you want it quick and easy, or you want to do it through powder in a glass? And then you could, you know, talk about Ambertose powder versus the tubes. So that's what you can do with, you know, ways of, you know, making it fun and making it a small choice, not a huge choice, so they have that level of efficiency and they don't get confused when they hit your landing page on what to buy, because you've already introduced them to the choice they're going to have. Track Maven. That's another aspect of, you know, that you can add to your approach. The top goal is to lower the cost of customer acquisition, so you can pursue that. Probably more so done by major retailers out there. But going back to the J. Crew example, you know, like just running a simple promotion via Instagram, which led into a new product. You know, we could even do that with Manatech, because we have new products all the time, and now they're telling us every 90 days they want to put out a new product. We have two new ones out of Manifest. In fact, I've already had some people pursue me with some of those, the Premier 7. But the important thing is that you can, you know, do Instagram, and you can do kind of things that just are posting like a promotion of a new product, and, you know, see how much inventory you can actually sell. And, again, you need a landing page for that so that they can buy it direct and not have to go through the Manatech website. Low cost on that and a huge return on investment when you can get customers involved with limited contact, because most of the connection and most of the education is occurring on a social media site instead of your involvement. If customers are eager to follow the brands on social media, which everyone knows is true, then brands have a direct channel to sell products to them. And that's why this whole shift is occurring, where it's no longer about advertising and referral-based on social media, but now it's a direct click, stop and shop on social media sites everywhere. And so we need to step on board and be on board with all of this. And I hope you guys enjoyed this talk, and I'm excited about our future. I'm excited about the bot training. I'm excited about building a community of sophisticated sellers on social media platforms, because that's truly going to be a way for all of us to be able to add customers in our sleep, instead of constantly feeling like it's going out and meeting somebody and spending all that time and energy trying to sell somebody something, when we have all the tools already within our hands to be able to allow people to be exposed to it and give them an opportunity to have answer some questions for them if they have them. But the other aspect of Manatech products, which I think makes this even a greater boom, is our 100% money-back guarantee for up to 6 months, because that's it, people have nothing to lose. And I would take advantage of that concept in my social media posts, because it's extraordinary. And if people know that that's available, then I really are at no risk in terms of buying products off of social media sites. Okay, everybody, that's it. That's all I got for today. I've got massive meetings today, and I'm sorry we had to tape this, but I'm excited about being here with you and giving you this information this morning, and I hope you guys have a great day, and again, keep your eyes open for our bot training. I was so excited when I read about it. I've kind of been all over Lydia for the last 3 weeks, and she's got 12 other projects that she has to bust through, and I think she's down to maybe three left. So we will soon be on bot training with all of you as well. Okay, everyone, have a great week. Let's go out there and make a difference in hundreds of people's lives. Bye.